Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation with some great problems. I just read a statistic just passing just now that signifies a great problem. 50 million American adults remain unvaccinated. It's a problem. But it's not as big a problem as the fact that there are 43 million American adults who are illiterate. I mean, the status of being unvaccinated, you can get corrected pretty easily. In fact, it's free, it's quick, it's minutes. But the idea of helping somebody achieve liberty who is already an adult, who has passed through our public school system and remained illiterate. This is, as Andy Kessler mentioned in a column that I featured with you yesterday, a disgrace. And I mentioned yesterday there's an effort to do something about it in California, which I think is very promising and very brilliant. The initiator of that effort is Dr. David F. Welch, who grew up in Maryland, attended public schools, has been very successful in Silicon Valley, and is now devoting a great deal of his wealth as a parent of three school-aged children and an employer in two highly successful startups in Silicon Valley. Dr. Welch is now doing Students Matter, which has the goal of creating positive structural change in the California K-12 public education system. Dr. Welch, thank you for joining us on the Medved Show. The idea is to create a new constitutional right for the citizens of the Golden State. Tell people what that right would be.
Sure. Well, first, Michael, thank you for your time and having us on your show here. You know, we look at the public education system and have both worked in it as a parent and also worked as it to try and get the proper policies and processes adopted, because public education is just such a main pillar to our overall democratic system and our system of government and system of commerce. It's critical that we get that, but we haven't succeeded it. As a matter of fact, I think it's safe to say that over the past few decades, the quality of education has been on a decline. And you ask yourself why. One of the main reasons is that we haven't, our guiding post, our road sign, needs to say this is all about children. It's all about educating our children and educating our children as a priority. And the purpose of this constitutional amendment is to recenter the educational system for the value of the children and for the education room. And that's what we're trying to do here is, frankly, start from a very simple, obvious statement, which is this education system is for our kids. Let's recenter it such that all of our actions are there to improve the outcome of our children.
Okay, so what would you say? What would be the wording be for a constitutional amendment that people could later use as a basis to force the change that teachers unions in particular have been so resistant to allow?
Sure. It could very well be. I've actually got a number of emails today from a number of teachers around the country. Very supportive of the concept of establishing children as our focus for and having a constitutional right to help us focus on that. So I don't the people that I actually hold accountable ultimately are the legislatures and the school boards, right? We elect those individuals in order to implement policy that is widely supported, which is that of improving the quality of education. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened. We can get into influence that special interest groups may have on our legislatures or on our school boards, but ultimately the people that are directly accountable are our government representatives from that. So the language is pretty simple, and I will paraphrase it. I'm happy to, if you, on our website, we have the specific language of what the ballot initiative would have or to change the Constitution will have. And it states that the children have a right to a high-quality education, and that the courts will defend that right against any governmental action which is counter to that high-quality education. In some regard, you can view this a little bit as a negative right, in that the government can't do anything that would hurt the outcome of the children or compromise it, unless it is highly justified.
Okay, let me ask you a question, because this is, I think, would be a concern for a lot of us on the more conservative side of things. What if somebody tried to use that guarantee that the government can't do anything that would harm the right of the children to a quality education to block tax cuts? If, in other words, we have the experience with the McClary case here in the state of Washington where something like that happened. And that's not your intention here, but what do you say to people who would worry about that?
Yeah, well, I think it's a very valid question. As a matter of fact, we address it specifically in the language of the amendment, which is the court's action cannot impact financial position or financial priorities which the legislature takes. The legislature, it's very clear in the federal constitution, the legislature has the sole authority to distribute money and to assert taxes. The courts do not. So every legislature, be it Washington or California, can decide out of its revenue how much it wants to spend on education and how much it wants to spend on roads or any of its other responsibilities. The courts can't change that equation.
Okay, that's very positive. Let me ask you this. I mean, I've read a great deal about all these international studies of who has school systems that work. And the three countries that seem to have the most outstanding school systems that regularly get featured are surprising. It's Finland, usually number one. Mm-hmm. Poland, usually number two or number three. And South Korea. What is it that they do so right that produces so much better results than we do in our educational system?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, and I actually have a good number of cohorts at work that are from Finland and educated from Finland and/or in South Korea as well. I'm not sure I'm going to answer your question so much as to say we have our own situations here in the U.S. And as a matter of fact, the situation in educating in Seattle is, you know, probably very different than the situation of educating in New Orleans. And the equation, the solution may be different in those different communities. However, if you set a guidepost that says everything we do needs to at least be neutral, if not improving, to the quality of outcome, then there's only one way for the education system go, which is up.
Okay, we'll talk about how to push that trajectory up for a little bit more with Dr. David Welch, who is the founder and leader of Students Matter, which is planning to collect the signatures, put an initiative on the ballot. He is given a very good chance of success. How would it change our schools and our whole educational system? And maybe, ultimately, for the whole country, for the better. We'll get to that and more with Dr. David Welch coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Play bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
On the Michael Medved Show, my honor to be speaking with Dr. David Welch, who is a very successful entrepreneur in Silicon Valley, who has determined to give something back to the people of California and to the people of the United States with Children First, which is an extraordinarily ambitious Students Matter is the name of the organization, which was founded in 2011, creating positive structural change in the California K-12 public education system. If we can look at some of the potential, at least nuts and bolts of this, Dr. Welch, and we'll put contacts up at our website at michaelmedved.com so people can find out more about your effort and how they can, particularly if they're voters in California, put some of their names on this petition that is getting ready to push this referendum. You went to public schools, and you're one of six siblings, is that right?
One of seven children, yes.
Well, seven children, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You and your siblings went to public schools. Were public schools better back then, or did it just seem that they are?
Well, you know, I grew up in Maryland, so relative to Maryland, I think in general the schools came in at a high quality, high end, but there were certain areas, you know, specifically Baltimore, inner city type of schools that had a very difficult time back then as well. But I think in general the migration of quality has decreased, certainly in the state of California that's the case.
I see. So in terms of what happened, in other words, I went to public school long, long ago in California, in San Diego and Los Angeles. The schools I went to were great. They were really, really good. And they benefited my life. I know there are people who feel that way today. But the general sense of public schools is they're not doing the job. Is it a broader problem than just focused on troubled areas in inner cities?
I think it's a pervasive problem. First, understand that the most important corollary to high quality education is high quality teaching. And the vast majority of people that enter the public education system and teachers that enter public education system are passionate, about teaching and expanding the insights of their children. But in California, the organizational system, right? The Ed Code of California is inches thick. Okay? That takes a very simple process, which is educate my children well, properly, and makes it massively complex, unnecessarily complex. It is very easy to lose sight of exactly why you're in the business of education. You're in the business of education to teach children. I don't need 2 inches of legal documentation to tell me how to do that. And by putting that much of a burden on the system inherently gets inefficient. And I inherently lose my priority of child outcome in that process. And as a result, the quality of education drops. We don't support the basic need for high quality teaching pervasively throughout the system, which is really the number one corollary to high quality education.
So you're talking about a referendum to guarantee that our education system be centered on the students, on the children. Would you hope to have the signatures to put that on the ballot for 2022?
That's the goal. That's what we're marching towards. I think the vast majority of voters and specifically parents in there will support the measure, and I think we can get it on the ballot and hopefully translate that into law.
Do you expect that there will be some special interests that will oppose this initiative?
Well, you know, usually you end up with battles in here, but I will tell you, I can't understand who should, because if you're in the business of educating the children, this is just a no-brainer, right? We're not asking for more money. We're asking for a focus to make sure that all of our laws and contracts, et cetera, are supportive of our children. So I'm going to remain hopeful that we have a pretty minimal list of objections.
I know that there have been a number of reports about students throughout the country, not just in California, but in California maybe even especially, reports of teachers who are veterans, who've been doing a good job, who've stuck with the school system through the pandemic, who are now leaving. Why do you think that is? Why is that happening right now?
I worry, you know, I'm not a teacher, so I'll let them answer, but I worry from looking at this that we've let the profession of teaching slide as well, degrade. And as a result, you know, these teachers, when they go into the system, they're really there to teach the children. They're passionate about the children. But ultimately, we add on layer after layer of things that inhibit their ability to teach children properly and passionately. And I think you can get burnt out in that profession with that type of support.
Do you emphasize the piece by Andy Kessler in support of your initiative in the Wall Street Journal talks about some of the truly appalling results, adjusted basic abilities to read. And we need traditional focus, don't we, particularly for kids who are already behind on the traditional three R's?
Absolutely. There are basic capabilities that people need to enter into our society. You know, the three R's is a good representative of it. It's we need critical thinking capabilities. We need good communication skills, you know, logic. And there's a lot of things that our children need to exit the school system with those capabilities.
And again, right now people can find out more about this effort at michaelmedved.com, or you can go directly to kidsfirstcalifornia.com. That's kidsfirstca.com. David Welch, what you're doing is enormously important. It's obviously inspiring enthusiasm, not just throughout California, but throughout the United States. Another problem in California, out of control crime. What needs to be done there? We will get to that coming up on The Michael Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three students have been shot and killed at an Oxford, Michigan high school. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says the student shooter is behind bars.
The deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call. They recovered a handgun from the suspect.
The head of the Fed says inflation isn't ending anytime soon. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's probably time we stop referring to inflation as transitory.
So I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. To many, it carries a time, a sense of short-lived. We tend to use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. Watching the people around. Baby, please come home. The church bells in town.
Now the snow's coming down. They don't usually get snow in San Francisco, but they could sure use some this year. They could use a blizzard. Maybe that would help keep the looters, and they are looters. I know it's a controversial word, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about organized gangs of people who are sacking stores and trashing retail districts and threatening customers and destroying a city. And this bursting out everywhere and apparently being imitated more and more frequently. KRON, that's a television station that was once associated with the Chronicle, the leading newspaper in San Francisco, reports on the ongoing crime wave in the city by the Golden Gate. This is clip 10.
Store owners are, of course, frustrated. A lot of them are feeling anxious lately with all of these burglaries and break-ins. One of the owners at Renegade Running says this is the third time they've been burglarized this year, the fourth time since they opened a year and a half ago, and they're just not sure how much more that they can take.
I don't know how many more incidents like this we can take to keep our doors open.
One of the owners of Renegade Running, Victor Diaz, is contemplating keeping his doors open for business in Oakland after they were most recently shattered late Sunday night.
It looks like two individuals broke into the store. They attempted to smash one window closest to the sidewalk, and were not able to penetrate that window. And then tried the door, and then were able to penetrate through into the store through that door.
Diaz says the running shop's been broken into three times this year.
When you're building community and we love being in Oakland, and when something like this happens, it's disheartening. It's sad. Of course, it's a little scary and frightening.
Okay, a little scary and frightening. It's more than a little scary and frightening. Something absolutely needs to be done. It's one of those things where, frankly, the Republicans, I began the show by saying it's not enough to just watch the Democrats mess things up and then rub your hands and wait for people to hand you the keys to the congressional majorities in the White House. You have to have an agenda, and the number one agenda has to be law and order. The second part of the agenda has to be education, and doing something about education, as we were talking about. That's it. That's more than enough, because I think that's what's hitting the American people where we live. It's this frustration that is built up about schools that is intensified by debates about anti-American agendas being taught in school ahead of the three R's, which are not being taught effectively at all. And it's the frustrations about education, and then the obvious frustrations about crime. Now, Joe Scarborough, who is no conservative stalwart, he is a former Republican congressman, but he has been hanging out for a long time at MSNBC, and he is about as clear on this issue as he can be. In fact, his whole MSNBC panel was dealing with the fact that crime is now more and more out of control. This is clip six.
There's a permissive attitude on the West Coast especially. Oh, property crimes, what is it, $950?
Yeah.
As long as you only steal $950, we're not going to, no, put them in jail and keep them in jail. I know I'm making you nervous, but let me tell you something. I want your son to be able to go to law school without having his tires stolen, and I want people to be able to walk across that campus and every other campus and not feel at risk. And your son and other students feel at risk right now. It's out of control, Susan. It is out of control. And I'm telling you, Democrats feel this way every bit as much as independents and Republicans I talk to.
Okay, that's really important, but you're not hearing it from Democratic politicians. Why not? Listen to Susan Del Percio, who is identified as a Republican strategist, who was part of that panel discussion on MSNBC. This is 6B.
My sister, who lived in San Francisco, was telling me families are fleeing the city similar to the way they did in New York in the early 90s. They do not feel safe. I mean, I think back about 5 years ago when a lot of this kind of started with laundry detergent being stolen out of the CVSs and it went under lock and key. There was like a criminal enterprise, and it was something,
this.
It was, I know it sounds like trivial, but then it was one thing after the other. And now we see the crime expanding. We know that this is, in fact, basically gang, not just gang related, but there's a criminal organization enterprise behind this. They're selling this stuff online. And again, when there's no serious penalty, when you get caught, what's the point?
That's exactly right. And the idea that we are supposed to be building fewer prisons, providing less prison penalties. What happened to that story in Waukesha, Wisconsin, huh? The horrible mass murderer who now has claimed six victims, six people have died, and 40 people injured because he ran them down. He had just been released from prison on a $1,000 bail for a serious violent crime, and a career criminal. He had just been released 3 days before. This is insanity, and it needs to be addressed. And frankly, there ought to be something maybe a little bit bipartisan about it, because as Susan Del Percio was saying, Democrats are upset about this, too. Independents are upset about this, too. Crime and punishment and law and order and allowing the economy to flourish and retail establishments to flourish, that cannot be a partisan issue. And if it is, those people who want to make it a partisan issue and want to talk more and more and more about mercy and understanding and compassion for criminals and for lawbreakers, or to live with the consequences of that, which means they'll be finding a new line of work rather than representing the American people. Speaking of finding a new line of work, there are two members of Congress that I wish would do so. There are actually more than two, but two in particular who are just battling back and forth right now, and you can't feel sympathy for either of them, really. Lauren Boebert Congresswoman from Colorado, and Ilhan Omar. Now, Ilhan Omar is now playing the aggrieved party, and she released a statement that it is, and this came out yesterday, saying it is time for McCarthy, that's Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, soon to be speaker, a lot of us expect, to actually hold his party accountable. I believe in engaging with those we disagree with respectfully, but not when that disagreement is rooted in outright bigotry and hate. To date, the Republican Party leadership has done nothing to condemn and hold their own members accountable, but for repeated instances of anti-Muslim hate and harassment, this is not about one hateful statement of one politician. It is about a party that has maintained bigotry and hatred. McCarthy's office did not immediately respond. During an event last week in her Colorado district, this is a Washington Post story, Boebert told the audience about an encounter with Omar at the Capitol, describing another encounter with Omar as not my first jihad squad moment, according to a video posted on Twitter. I was getting into an elevator with one of my staffers, Boebert told the laughing crowd. You know, we're leaving the Capitol and we're going back to my office, and we get an elevator and I see a Capitol police officer running to the elevator. I see fret all over his face and he's reaching the door, shutting like I can't open it, like that's what's happening. Then I look to my left and there she is, Ilhan Omar, and I said, well, she doesn't have a backpack, we should be fine. Is that really worthy of this level of outrage? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, so the point about this ongoing struggle between two very outspoken, very irresponsible, not representative of their party caucus, they both have been told by the leadership again and again, Ilhan Omar and Lauren Boebert, they got together on the phone because Congresswoman Boebert did the right thing. She called up. And apparently it didn't go well.
Please hang up and try your call again.
And I don't know if they're going to make available. I'm sure the conversation was taped by one or by both of them. But it didn't go well. And Chris Christie, by the way, was commenting about this. And he actually, can we play that, Jeremy? Because I thought that Governor... Okay, he just did. It just moments ago he commented about it. And one of the points he made, and I think he was right, he said, look, they've both said outrageous things, but, and he points out that Boebert has apologized. But what she was saying when she was saying, I guess we'll be okay, she's not carrying a backpack, was a joke. It was a tasteless joke. It was an insensitive joke. It was certainly something that was wounding to Muslim sensitivities. And yes, of course, Ilhan Omar is one of the two Muslim women in the Congress of the United States, one of, I think it's 4 now, Muslims total. Okay, it was a joke. She apologized. And she apologized, but she didn't apologize for using the term jihad squad, which is kind of widely used on the right. And a joke is a joke is a joke, and some jokes should be unacceptable. And I think that should be unacceptable. He's attacking somebody else's religion. Fine, don't do it. But the point being that with Ilhan Omar and her anti-Israel and anti-Semitic statements, she's also apologized. But she hasn't changed any of her positions or opened her mind in any way to some kind of conversation about her hardline and offensive to many of us positions. And there's been no attempt to really apologize for her about, other than she had a comment where she said it's all about the Benjamins, implying that American Jews are using money to influence a pro-Israel policy, that's the basis of all of it. In any event, when the two congresswomen got together, this is the way that Boebert described it. She said, there are plenty of policy differences to focus on without this unnecessary distraction. But during yesterday's phone call, Boebert again lashed out at Omar after the congresswoman asked her to publicly apologize, not just apologize to her on the phone. Quote, she said that she still wanted a public apology because what I had done wasn't good enough. So I told Ilhan Omar that she should make a public apology to the American people for her anti-American, anti-Semitic, and anti-police rhetoric, Boebert said in a video that she posted to Instagram after the phone call. She continued to press, and I continued to press back, and then Representative Omar hung up on me. Rejecting an apology and hanging up on someone is part of cancel culture 101 and a pillar of the Democratic Party. I'm not sure how it's cancel culture, but she goes on. At the video's beginning, Boebert said that as, quote, a strong Christian woman who values faith deeply, I never want anything I say to offend someone's religion. But by the end of the video, Boebert was again making Islamophobic attacks against Omar. Make no mistake, I will continue to fearlessly put America first, she said, never sympathizing with terrorists. Unfortunately, Ilhan can't say the same thing, and our country is worse off for it, Boebert said. In her statement on exchange, Omar said that she had accepted Boebert's phone call in the hope of receiving a direct apology for falsely claiming she met me in an elevator, suggesting I was a terrorist, and for a history of anti-Muslim hate. Instead of apologizing for her Islamophobic comments and fabricated lies, Representative Boebert refused to publicly acknowledge her hurtful and dangerous comments, Omar said. She instead doubled down on her rhetoric. I decided to end the unproductive call. Earlier Monday, Omar tweeted a clip of a radio appearance in which Boebert responded to a question about Omar by mentioning politicians with suicide belts strapped to their body. Okay, I don't think that that's helpful in this context. And maybe the whole idea that Ilhan Omar has a suicide belt strapped to her body can be dropped. The idea that right now, this is going to actually, I think, help Republicans win the House. Why? Because they're better than Democrats on this stuff? No, but because this whole back and forth, how does it make you feel to hear about this exchange between Lauren Boebert and Ilhan Omar? These are our elected representatives. Oh, yeah, and then there's Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just so that she isn't left out, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene weighing in on Lauren Boebert and Ilhan Omar on Steve Bannon's show, The War Room. Listen, clip two.
She's pro-Al-Qaeda. She's basically an apologist for Islamic terrorists. There is no need to apologize to that woman because she will never stop. She's bloodthirsty. She wants Republicans completely taken out. She wants Republicans jailed. She does not care about our country.
Okay. Basically, that kind of rhetoric is probably not the way to influence voters, and it certainly isn't the way to try to build bipartisan coalitions. Is what you're going to need to make a difference on the crime issue and the education issue, which are central. Speaking of the centrality of the education issue, there's sometimes some educational value to some entertainment. Are they trying that in the latest Disney animated film? It's about a house that appears to be in about 1900 at the edge of the jungle in Colombia in Latin America, and features some work by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's called Encanto. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The latest from the ambitious artists at Disney Animation is a mystical story about a magical house on the edge of the jungle in Colombia, where the young heroine is the only member of her family without supernatural gifts. It's called Encanto. Now playing in select theaters and streaming on Disney Plus on Christmas Eve.
Mama, why am I the only one that didn't get a gift? You're just as special as anyone else in this family. This is my chance. I will save the magic.
But alas, there's not much movie magic in this disappointing release. The original new songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda are catchy and clever, and the animation is lavish and colorful, but the plot and characters are cartoonish rather than compelling. It's rated PG with a few scary moments. 2 stars for the handsome but misguided Encanto. One of those things where, and sometimes this happens in news and movies that are supposed to be about magic, it just doesn't make any sense, and it is not easy to follow. Though the animation, well, for people who love fine animation, this is some impressive animation. Coming up next time, we're going to be talking about a report in Forbes magazine. It points out 30% of U.S. adults are still unvaccinated. Just unbelievable. After all of this, here's what could make them finally get the shot, Forbes magazine says. And another magazine, New York Magazine, is soon going to be publishing, or should I say unleashing, a book of essays, all of which extol the various virtues of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat, New York, including her beauty plays... the role that her beauty plays in her public perception, and her authorship of the Green New Deal, which she kind of co-wrote. And then there's a flagpole in front of Boston City Hall. Third flagpole. They honor various organizations. They've run up the flagpole 242 different organizations. Only one has been turned down. It's a summer camp that had a cross on the flag. Is that a right thing to do? We will talk about that and a Texas guy who got a bunch of coronavirus aid and used it to buy a Lamborghini. Where is he headed now? We'll tell you now, next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.